Good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning.
Lee?
Yes.
How are you?
Working at it still. But good.
That's the name of the game, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is here.
Okay. Who else do we have today?
This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good this morning.
Good. Who else is here?
Good morning, Nancy. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we have a beauteous day here today. I hope everybody else does, too. I am loving this weather.
Yes, indeed.
For those who don't have winters like we do, they just don't understand.
Right.
Who else is on?
Loretta and Darlene.
Loretta and Darlene, is that correct?
All right.
And how are you guys?
Very fine.
Good. Who else? Anybody else want to say hello?
Denise in St. Louis.
Denise, have you been on before?
Yeah, I've been listening a lot. I talked about a month ago, and I've just been listening since then.
Okay, well, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thanks.
Who else is here? Okay, I want to welcome everybody to the Advanced Lifestyle Call. I'm Nancy in sunshiny Cleveland again. And I just want to say that the purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study begins with the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything beneficial and helpful, that you pass the number on to others and come back and participate. Thanks for sharing this wonderful journey with all of us. Anyone else want to check in before we move on? Anybody want to report points?
This is Darlene. I have 9.
Wow, good for you.
And Betty, I had 9.
And I want both of your hang-ups. It'll be interesting to see if it's the same.
Exercise is my thing.
Oh, my. Okay.
Me too.
Really? Isn't that interesting? Now that the weather is nice, get out there and move the bod.
It's been yard work, but I haven't actually been doing, you know, the walking.
Yeah.
Me too, yes.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. There was somebody that I saw on TV, a few days ago anyway, who was saying that we don't need to do aerobics, that if we're doing strength training, which yard work would almost come into that, that that really does get your pulse up anyway, and that that's adequate for covering both areas. So give yourself a half a point.
Yeah. Almost 10, huh?
You got it. Is that like almost being pregnant?
Yeah. I think.
Well, at least we have fun with it anyway. Yeah, exercise, I don't know. It's there. I find that if I don't do it first thing in the morning, it just doesn't get done.
Exactly. That's my problem, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so... anyone else have, anyone, Denise, I want to start with you because you're sort of new, you're new to us anyway, except those who may remember when you spoke up before. Are you doing the Advanced Lifestyle Program?
Not exactly. I'm easing into it.
Okay. And
I got
go ahead.
Book.
I'm sorry?
I got 5 of his books at the library.
Uh-huh.
And, I'm easing into it.
Okay.
I have everything going fine except for the eating portion, which has always been my challenge.
Uh-huh. Were you on the original lifestyle at all or no?
I was, but I was very bad at portion control and it's too structured for me.
Okay.
So, I don't like, trying to figure out this and that. I need to know what I can and cannot eat and then go with that.
On this one?
Yes.
Okay. What books are you using?
I'm using McDougall's program for maximum weight loss, his new McDougall cookbook, his program for a healthy heart, his program for women, and another one.
Okay. Have you read Colin Campbell's book, The China Study?
Yes. Yes, I read that too.
Okay. And have you watched the DVD?
I know what I can and cannot eat.
Uh-huh.
I haven't exactly embraced it yet.
Okay. So are you wanting to lose a fair amount of weight?
Yeah.
And are you wanting to follow the maximum weight program or the general program?
Well, I'd like to follow the maximum, but I love my fruits, so I think limiting to 2 fruits a day is an impossibility for me.
Okay. It's interesting. Fruit seems to be a key for many of us. That was something, and I'm one of them. Fruit, I have really cut my fruit down. I've gone off of having fruit as my breakfast, and it's interesting. We went to an open house last night. As I was leaving, it was at a law firm that my husband does business with, and huge office space, and this was just their conference rooms, and overlooking all the whole bank of wall was windows overlooking the lake. And the sunset, it was, and I said as we were leaving to one of the lawyers there, you know, it really sucks when the office you work in is nicer than your home. I've never been in an office that was so gorgeous and so well drafted. You know, the little things that first the flowers were gorgeous last night and very simple, but easily done. They had a huge ice sculpture of a fish filled with shrimp. I didn't realize it was an ice sculpture until right before we left and somebody mentioned it to me. And I went back and looked at it again. It was unbelievable. But just the decorations that are there permanently and the way the whole office space was utilized was unbelievable. I could live there permanently. The ladies' room, I mean, everything was just so meticulously done. And food. Okay. Of course, food for me was not too readily available. Finally, the third room we went into did have a veggie tray, and so I stocked up on that, and there was a red, what's that dried tomatoes paste kind of stuff called? I forget what it was called, but I put some of that on my plate, and there was one with olives, you could sort of dip with olives, and I had some of that. But the second room we went into was the dessert room, and I could have had a really good time in there. But they had chocolate-covered strawberries, and so I'm sure I ate many, many too many strawberries there. So when I, for my snack before I went to bed, I kind of tried to not eat as much fruit as I normally would have. But fruit is a big thing for some of us, and 2 fruits a day for some of us can be limiting. However, I keep thinking to myself, it's not a permanent situation. And so I know we're hopefully soon getting into some really good fruit for the summer, and maybe by then I will be able to go up to 3 again if I do what I intend to do right now, and that's follow the maximum program as closely as I can. It's a means to an end, and I don't look at it as a diet because it is not. It's just part of the program of getting my body into a healthier situation. Anyone have any comments?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at, too. This is Darlene. And I made a decision when somebody else had mentioned the Maximum Weight Loss book by McDougall. I had made a decision. Do I want to just keep playing around with this, because I wasn't really losing. I was maintaining, but I wasn't losing. And so I made the decision, I'm going to go ahead and get this weight off.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have 24 pounds to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will be able to be more, as I would call, normal,
mm-hmm.
my eating, and not be worried about this and that, as long as because I seem to be able to maintain once I get to that weight.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Me too.
Yeah, and as far as portions and stuff, as long as you're using the vegetables, and I have at least like a sweet potato,
mm-hmm.
And they russet potatoes sometime during the day.
Yeah.
And the rest is all vegetables. Gosh, I mean, the potatoes really make, or we might have beans, you know.
Mm-hmm. Beans are important. We talked about that a couple months ago.
Right, right.
Beans are really important to help shed the weight.
Right, and I cook those up in advance and put them in little packs in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I can have it any time, and I made up one of those, like, vegetable cabbage soup with tomatoes and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Packaged that up, so, you know, so simple, and I don't have all that other cooking that I had to do before.
Good point, Darlene.
Yeah.
I also have been futzing around with this for 5 years already. You know, I got to where I was comfortable.
Right,
and
yeah.
I can remember even saying, if I stay here the rest of my life, I'm okay.
Right.
And I think it's time to, and I've maintained, interestingly, when I started the advanced lifestyle, I did put on like 4 pounds, and I'm maintaining that, which I'm not thrilled about either. But
right.
I think it's time to jar it a little bit.
Yeah, and then I think that once we, you know, get down to where we normal, our normal weight should be, or what the charts say anyway, I don't know if it's going to be normal or not, but I just think that we'll have a, you know, and I've got tons and tons of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Not anybody can hardly keep up with me, so.
Interesting, last night while I was standing at the veggie platter, a guy came up and said, oh, veggies, and I said, yeah, finally. He said, well, I'm a vegetarian. Well, wow, what's the likelihood of that? And so I said, oh, is, you know, do you eat only, you know, plant-based? He said, no, I eat fish, and I don't know whether he eats dairy at all. We didn't get into it, and I said to him, why did you decide to do this? And he was a young guy, and he said, you know, for my health. And I said, how long have you been doing it? 20 years, and with that, he was walking away. I said, okay, lost that one. But, you know, it's just interesting. He's a young guy. He's been doing this for 20 years, and he's doing it for his health. I was only hoping my husband overheard the conversation. But they're out there. It was interesting watching what people were eating.
Yeah, and I think more and more people, because magazines, different you pick up out of the stores and stuff, you know, they're publications things, and more of it is all toward vegetable
plants. Something on TV this morning, a woman with a young family said, you know, how do you manage your career with young kids and keep everybody healthy and, you know, well-fed? And she said, have good food available. Have a plate of vegetables always accessible. And like you, I have potatoes cooked in the refrigerator all the time. So instead of reaching for fruit, I'll cut off a piece of a sweet potato.
Yeah, I can just tell whenever I'm not just really satisfied, you know, I want a snack about something. If I just eat a little bit of potato, I'm done.
Yeah.
Takes that edge off.
Yeah. And surprisingly, last night, I thought I was going to come home and really want to eat something. I didn't. I don't know why. I did not eat that much down there, and yet I didn't feel like, you know, it was just calm. I didn't feel like I needed to eat anything yet. I was surprised. So, for those of us who are doing the maximum weight loss program, any challenges that have come up that we can talk about? Denise, any questions or concerns that we can help you with?
No, I'm just not committed yet to making small changes. It took a long time to start to like fruit, so not really, because my diet was very poor. So I finally got myself where there's some fruits I like, so I'm, you know, overdosing on those. But and I was very disappointed to find out that green peppers and red peppers were fruit, because they were the vegetable that I had every day.
And he,
so
where did you get this information that McDougal is considering them a fruit?
About a month ago, somebody on the call said it was a fruit.
I don't remember, and I might have, but I don't remember reading that under his list that those are considered fruits. I mean,
no, right? Well, then I'll go back.
Anybody else read this?
I was just reading the maximum weight loss diet on the web this morning. And
okay.
He mentioned many times to use baby peppers and have them cut up to eat all the time.
Really? The peppers.
Peppers.
Well, even on page 63 of the Maximum book, on page 63 of the Maximum weight loss book, eat uncooked foods. Regular consumption of raw veggies will cause you to lose weight faster. Carrots, celery, broccoli, cauliflower, zucchini, snow peas, bell peppers, and onions are only eaten raw. Eat your two fruits a day uncooked. But this is, I would consider that as a veggie.
Oh, well, good, because...
So, and, of course, eat them raw. and when he lists the fruits, apple, banana, grapefruit, mango, orange, peach, pear.
Oh, that's right, they're not there. Okay.
So I don't remember seeing that. I have reread chapter...
talking 20. About, we were looking for stuff in the book that day, and it was one of the few days I was... See, I usually do my exercise when you guys are talking. That's why I don't normally... say anything because I figured you don't have any heavy breathing.
Right.
I got rain. I got drenched today, so I stopped my walk earlier. But that's good to know. I'll add that back in.
Well,
I'm just little things, like instead of reaching for a snack now, I reach for a thing, a carrot.
Uh-huh.
Or I make my baked potatoes. I make several of them because I don't like to put them in the microwave because I've read so much about microwave cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like to put anything in the microwave, so I make my baked potatoes, wrap them up, and then I might throw them in there for 30 seconds because I like them warm, but I'll eat a baked potato now instead of an apple.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a toaster oven?
Pardon me?
Do you have a toaster oven?
No.
Okay. I made a... In fact, right before we left, I made a bunch of potatoes because I didn't have any more, and I knew that I would probably want one when I came home. And I had to turn the oven off before they were finished. And surprise, surprise, by the time I came home, the heat in the oven must have been enough to finish cooking them because I didn't have to turn it on again. So I was happy about that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and I just put them on a plate in the refrigerator. So that it's on the top shelf. When I open the refrigerator, that's the first thing I see.
This is why I can make a suggestion for that girl. What is your name?
Denise?
Uh-huh. All right. Anyway, this is Huey, and I have lots of children.
Three, it's a lot.
but what I do with snack-wise is, have your celery, carrot, everything chopped up in six sizes, and have a variety of them. And the Ziploc is great. Put them all in there, and, when you feel something, just grab a bag and munch on them and just graze on them. When I first started the plant-based, I just grazing all day, but then I graze on carrots, celery, and all the stuff, and I feel so good because you feel satisfied. And that way, give you options and choices. And even if you like red peppers, chop them up and put in the filler bag along with the others. So then it gives you choices of things to have and funny, different tasting in your mouth all the time. So give you, a fun way of doing things. So that's the suggestion I can do too. And then, so that's the greatest thing if you want to lose the weight. I don't need to lose weight, but I'm still doing the maximum because I eat more. I notice a big difference taking the oils away completely off as well. And, of course, no dairy. That's a huge difference. And I start sprouting again, and I found a very simple way of just doing it. I just put it in I just put some sprout in the container and have a lid on it. Just pour some water, strain it out, make sure I have water in there every day, pour it out, and it's ready to eat already without me noticing I've put any effort into it at all.
Wait, do you remember reading anything about peppers being a fruit?
I don't think it's a fruit. To me, it's always a vegetable. And if it is a fruit, it's a good fruit to eat. You can have five of them a day, and it's okay with the amount of sugar it's going to put out. It's nothing, little nothing. There's no calorie to it. But nutrients-wise, it's dense, so which is good. Anyway, if you love it, great, go for it. And I would not hesitate to eat as much as you want on that, So, don't you deprive yourself of red peppers or anything like that, because you're not going to get much, a lot of dense calories, and don't worry, and it's very satisfying. And, it's so pretty. So, grate them and cut them up and put on your salad, that kind of stuff. And, I would go for it. And if you're concerning, would be like, you know, mangoes and heavy, just like lots of pineapple, you know, all those are heavier, sweeter tasting. And if you're doing the maximum, or stay away from those, you can have some, but not like a couple at once. So, but yeah, even though if it is a fruit, whatever it is, but yeah, go ahead, have tons of it because it's good for you and you don't have the problem with the sugars and the excess of acidity. It's very alkaline, so.
Thanks, Wendy. Denise, do you have the chart that we had with the original lifestyle?
Yes, I do.
And I would imagine if you look on there for peppers, whether they're the red or the yellow or the orange or the green, they will be a low glycemic yellow. They would be free.
Right.
Okay. The other big challenge I have is I used to be a big dairy person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm weaning myself off.
Mm-hmm.
But what about eggs, like egg substitutes? Are there any out there that work?
Yeah, there's egg substitutes. I have a website that Shaw picked up while she was at the thing to get some egg substitutes. But I use tofu and soft one. And I just put a little turmeric in it, and it's like almost like scrambled eggs.
Mm.
Yep. If you like
tofu
eggs,
and
yep.
What?
Turmeric, soft tofu with turmeric, and you know, and put it together, and you know, season it, and it's almost like scrambled eggs.
And some veggies.
Yeah. A veggie on the side. There's your scrambled egg and veggies.
Or you could put them in the. You know, in the omelet.
Yes,
right.
I was making omelets, and I keep adding more and more vegetables and less egg. To pretty soon, it's just really a vegetable omelet with no egg in it.
Yeah,
try adding. Go ahead.
Yeah, it does take time for some people, and that's okay. You can, you know, and just slowly wean off, and you're doing the right thing. Add more vegetable and less eggs, and eventually you don't even notice the anymore, you don't even miss it. So, but if it takes for you to progress, that's all right too. And you know, do something that's make you happy. You know, and that's the thing. And if you feel like you're deprived, then that's the wrong energy you want to put in. So, if you feel like the egg, just go ahead and have it with and mix more vegetable in, and then you slowly wean yourself off. But as long as you're comfortable, as long as you're happy with the choice. And that's the biggest thing. You know, if you do something, it's, oh, you know, this is miserable. Don't do until you're ready for. So that's how I would say to people, you know, there's nothing worse than being miserable trying to eat something that you don't want to. But, yeah, I think it's just give yourself at least 12 days of totally off everything, and your body would get used to it, and it doesn't even crave for it anymore. You don't even notice it, this thing.
And, Denise, there is nothing wrong with weaning off. For those of you who were here when I first started this program, it was about almost this time of year, and I thought, wait a minute, I wait all year to be able to grill, which is an easy way for me to prepare dinner, and you're telling me I can't do this anymore? So I literally did it with one toe first, and I weaned myself off, and I was never a big meat eater anyway, but it was just the idea that we were getting into grilling season, and I wanted to be able to do that. And so I literally kept saying, I'm weaning myself off, and that's okay. You don't have to say, this is it, tomorrow I'm finished. Do it whatever you're comfortable with, and everybody has to do what their body needs to do. So there's no right or wrong.
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm trying to do the weight loss, of course, but my husband has little energy, and as a result, I try to give him more things, and I especially have a problem then with the bread, but I get the Ezekiel bread.
Mm-hmm.
I end up eating a piece, and I put hummus or something on top of it, and I'm just trying to stop myself from doing this, because I know that that isn't good for me to have a slice of bread, too,
mm-hmm.
and I've even bought some vegan cookies for him. But have you got any suggestions on what I should give him for more energy? And he does not need to lose weight. In fact, he can lose a few pounds.
Mm-hmm. Does he eat any nuts?
Yeah, he puts a few on his cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can get him to have a dish of ice cream before he goes to bed, I put some nuts on it, but that isn't every night or anything.
Mm-hmm. With the Ezekiel bread, I just want to touch that for a minute. Where are you keeping it?
In the freezer.
Okay. Anyone have any suggestions for Lee?
I remember he's 80, he's almost 87, and of course has the Alzheimer's, but so he does sleep a lot. But that I have read happens with people with Alzheimer's, so I'm not as concerned about it as I was